Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals takes first base on ball four. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Virals. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Virals steals second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virals scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Virals hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a pop-up towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Castro now playing third base. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vare Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Held moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vare Alse fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hauser moves to second. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chance is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant bunts towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. Moran moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Plice now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wagner scores. Chance moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to second for the out. Chance moves to third. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Salmon moves to second. Tito Francona pinch hits for Billy Moran. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chance scores. Salmon moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing right field. Chico Salmon now playing second base. Woody Held now playing third base. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Held is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison strikes out. 1 out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Foes now pitching. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chance hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foes now juggles the ball. That's an error on Foes now. Salmon moves to second. Larry Brown pinch hits for Tito Francona. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing second base. Chico Salmon now playing right field. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 2 in the game. Tiant is called out on strikes. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Held takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foes now fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to third. Hauser moves to second. Jim Rowland now pitching. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Held scores. Hauser moves to third. Wagner moves to second. It's 8-4, Indians. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chance hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Chance reaches second base with a double. Hauser scores. Wagner scores. It's 10-4, Indians. Lee Stang pinch runs for Bob Chance. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Fred Whitfield now playing first base. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.